I will lead you down pathways that you never dreamed possible in your lives. Say not within yourselves, for the Lord your God is the discerner of the intents and thoughts of the heart, that I am unworthy. For it is my blood that has put your feet on the rock and made you righteous to stand in my presence. Therefore, stand tall and know that I am one with you. For I have come and joined myself to you in the power of the Holy Spirit. And where there is no way, I make a way. For I am the way maker, says the Spirit of grace. Therefore, strive to enter into peace. Let my spirit train your spirit to listen for my voice each day. Each day that you pray, each day that you listen, I dispel those things that say that you can't, and that I don't, and I won't. And I strengthen your spirit to believe I can, and he will, and he does. We are on a journey. Trust that I am your Father, and that I know how to overcome the troubles in your soul that tell you that your full life in me can't be had. I have much for you. Take the next step. Trust me. You are mine. I made you. Your past didn't make you. Your mistakes didn't make you. Your good works didn't make you. I made you. Never be intimidated. Never be afraid. Where we are going, the enemy will try to intimidate you and make you feel unworthy of where you are. Stop it right now. Who would say that my child is unworthy, that my work is undone, imperfect? Who would say that? Not me, says the Lord, not me. I would never say that of you. Not in a billion years would I say that of you. The authority of God is not coming from the atmosphere, or from heaven, or open heavens. It is coming from you. You are the authority. It is no longer the services or the buildings that he is after. He is after his children walking around, stomping around, walking in authority, whether they feel worthy or not, whether they feel like they are deserving or not. They will walk in it because they walk by faith and not by sight. And this is you. This is you, that you go to bed at night, a child of God. You wake up in the morning, a child of God. And whether you feel anointed or feel blessed or not, it doesn't matter, because you are. It is in you. You walk. It oozes out of you. When he says, worship me, don't wait for him to lift you. Don't wait for your flesh to say, okay, I will let you worship now. Just do it. For some of you, you have come to a certain place of worship and intimacy with me, and then you stop. You stop because you are afraid that I won't receive you beyond the point you have been. You stop because you are afraid of me accepting you and loving you. Unworthiness tells you that you are not as good as someone else, or shows you your failings or your weaknesses. But don't you know that I see you, and you are the one that I love? I will not reject you. Come closer. Come closer in your worship. Come closer in your heart to me, and I will prove to you that I love you. The time is come, and now is, when no longer when I speak and I say, do this and do that, that you will turn to me and say, send another, not me, Lord. I am not worthy. The time has come, and now is, says the Lord, that I will turn to you and say, do this. And your response will be, yes, sir. Because you have come to that place of humility where you turn your reasonings over to me and allow my reasonings to conquer you. You and I say again, you and I, we shall conquer your soul. Goliath shall not rise up and speak to my son in you and say, here and no farther. You and I shall conquer the soul. Goliath shall come down, and my spirit shall be loosed upon this earth. And the mission I have sent you on shall be fruitful, and it shall be accomplished. There shall be glory, joy in heaven as my sons mature, and walk in the true glory and in the true knowledge of Jesus Christ, says the Lord. I see you who want more of me, yet feel unworthy. You approach me based on behavior and see yourself through weaknesses. And to draw near to me brings you face to face with thoughts and feelings about these things. In your eyes, you see yourself unworthy, for your faults and failings are what you think you are presenting to me. Approach me based on my unconditional love for you. You are not coming to me because of who you are in your own strength. You are coming to me as one of my own, a cherished member of my family. You are coming to me because I am your strength. I am the one who helps you and walks with you into the changes you need and into restoration and greater freedom. And it is in my presence where many of these things are received. Learn to draw near to me in the understanding that you are mine. You are the one I love. Your weaknesses we will deal with as you continue to come and as you allow my spirit to teach you how to overcome. So come to me based on who I am to you. I am your Father who loves you, helps you, and teaches you in the way you should go. Worship me for who I am to you. I am your Father, and I love you. Come and learn of me. Come and partake of me. Come, and as you come, shake off that which would weigh you down as you approach me. Approach me based on my love for you and my desire for you. And know this, as you come, as you learn and grow stronger in this, you will look behind you and see many things left behind that were entanglements of the flesh. For in my presence, my desires and my strength fill you. But you must learn to keep coming even when you feel most unworthy. Be mindful of this one thing. You are the one I am waiting for. I am your Father, and I am the one who has the help and strength you need for every step of your life in me. I am wooing those who esteem themselves unworthy of my love. Consider the price that I paid for you. You can only estimate your worth by seeing me on the cross. I am the treasure of heaven, and my life was spent for you. Believe the lies of the enemy no longer. Come unto me. Come, and let me wrap my arms of love around you. Come and spend time with me, says the Lord, and you will taste and drink and know my love. That love which cannot be quenched. Come and drink, says the Lord. I will fill you with myself, and you shall know my love, says the Lord. Do not count yourself unworthy, not good enough. What I endured for you. Each one, everyone. I went into the pit of suffering and punishment in your place. The stripes I bore are beyond the understanding of man. Not only was there a brutal and torturous beating, but the hordes of hell were on assignment to add their influence of evil to these things. I endured all of it for you. I endured the suffering that you might be free to receive from my hand of love and mercy. I need a people who will believe and receive of that which I did on your behalf. By my stripes, you were healed. You are now healed, and the same love and the same mercy that motivated me then motivates me today. I am love, and my heart is full of mercy, always to the one who comes to me. I withhold nothing. Freely come, freely receive. Believe what you receive, healing that was accomplished by my stripes. The accuser of the brethren has been working exceedingly in your thought life, telling you that I have cast you aside, and I have counted you unworthy, and I have counted you as not mine anymore. He is a liar. That is not the truth. He is a liar. You are mine. You are mine. My plan for you has not changed. My love for you has not changed. My spirit is with you. Yield to him. Your journey has hardly begun. Quit looking back at that which is past. Forget that which is behind. Reach forward and press toward the mark. We have much to do, says your Lord. Many struggle with thinking that I turn away from you in your struggles, but I do not turn away from you or look away from you when you are struggling. I do not look at you scornfully. My look toward you is that of love and mercy. My mercy endures forever, and my love is everlasting. I am not turning from you, so I urge you not to turn away from me. In any struggle, turn to me continually, for your help is in me. You do not live in me outside of my strength. Come to me in your times of feeling unworthy, and in those times that your thoughts tell you I am weary of your struggles. I do not grow weary, and I am not focusing on your struggles. My attention is on what I have to offer you in the midst of your struggles. In all your struggles, if you will allow me, I will put my arms around you and affirm my love for you. I will take you by your arm and lead you forward into the place in me where you are able to stand in your victory. I love you. I eternally love you. And I never turn away from you, ever. I am your life, your strength, your everything. If I grew tired of you and deemed you unworthy of me in your struggles, and if I grew weary of you coming to me for help in overcoming, where would my justness be? My justness to you is that I am who I am continually. Come to me. Look to me. Set your eyes on me. I am the help you need, and as you rely on my strength and the wisdom that is found in me, you will also learn that I am faithful indeed, and that you are who I said you are in me. You are mine, and I am yours. Do not let the enemy drive you away from the time you give me. Give yourself to me even when you feel most unworthy. And I can do a work in your ears that hear, your heart that believes, as well as in your strength to follow me much more closely. Know that I love you, and that you truly are the treasure I came for. Be bold to receive my unwavering love for you, even when the enemy throws thoughts at you that say otherwise. There is much ahead for you in me, and my confidence in you is so much stronger than your own belief in yourself. Lean on my truth, and lean on the hope that is found in my word concerning my plans for you and my workmanship in you. Lay down your life for me by coming to me when you feel least worthy, and receive of my love that is unending. I receive you always. Come and receive of my love and help that are unending, and move forward with me into greater things. Come, for I am just indeed. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure.